Your area of focus may arise quite obviously from an incident at work, from an HR report, or something in the news. But you may also want to take a more measured approach to uncovering issues in your organisation using a congruence model. This has its roots in organisation development from Nadler and Tushman, linked in your further reading, but can be adapted to any performance issues. We've constructed this one to appeal specifically to employee networks. While it won't tell you the solutions to your problems, it can help identify areas where the organisation isn't fitting together and can be a starting point for planning change. The four key areas are purpose. This is your vision and mission, which can be addressed either at an organisational level or a network level, depending on what you're trying to model. To what extent do people understand and agree on the goals? Do your capabilities match your goals? Is there a sense that these are being achieved? How much difference is there between what you say your purpose is and what you do? Inclusion. This should be familiar territory, but to clarify, we're talking about how engaged people are, what opportunities they have to contribute, how good the organisation is at listening to employees and recognising talent. This is also about the reduction of bias in processes, systemic inclusion, and the social impact of your product or service. People. Of course, an employee network will be thinking about diversity in this key area, but it's also about relationships, the broader network of power, influence, and communication across the organisation, and their attitudes to the other key areas. Reward. Does your organisation recognise and reward efforts which align to your purpose? Do they walk the talk of their inclusion statements, and is it easy for talent to be fairly compensated and promoted? Are good ideas receiving investment? Are there behaviours which run counter to this? Once you have reflected on each of these areas, policy, systemic practice, behaviours and outcomes, it's time to compare them to each other and identify areas of fit and incongruence. As an example, networks may find that leadership are consistently rewarded without demonstrating good practice or hitting their diversity targets. In this instance, the purpose may be clearly stated, but it doesn't match the rewards practice. You may see that people are asked to accept work which is deemed urgent by key stakeholders, and they're told it's about fostering a sense of collaborative teamwork. But actually, it runs counter to inclusive practices by demanding overtime and physical presence. Fill this out for yourself in your worksheets and see whether any area in particular highlights a need for further research.